that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like.
X-Go, give it to you.
How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. That's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it?
X-Go, give it to you.
Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S.
Give up.
Order now at Acura.com.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play at Walt Disney World Resort.
Fantasy Football Happy Hour with Matthew Berry, served by Applebee's.
Welcome to the Fantasy Football Happy Hour, day five in Vegas. I'm Connor Rogers alongside Matthew Berry and Jay Croucher. We got a lot going on for day number five. No slowing down here on the desk of the Fantasy Football Happy Hour. It is our last show of the week, but plenty of interviews to get to. Chargers rookie wide receiver Quentin Johnston will join the set momentarily, followed by one of the biggest Chiefs fans on Radio Row and Rob Riggle. Titans great Chris Johnson, CJ2K, will help us wrap up our time here. But before all that, Jay and Matthew caught up with Saquon Barkley earlier. Take a listen.
Welcome to the Fantasy Football Happy Hour desk. Jay Croucher, Matthew Berry, and fantasy football and NFL legend Saquon Barkley joining us now. Saquon, welcome, man. It's a thrill. We were just talking. I believe I was one of your first pro interviews because I interviewed you at the NFLPA rookie premiere six years ago. Yep. Since that time, you've had an unbelievable run in the NFL as well and done 8 billion interviews, probably all better than that one. Hopefully we improve on it today.
I wouldn't say all better, but yeah, 6 years ago, time is flying. I'm just happy to be here today.
Okay. So Saquon's your birthday tomorrow, I'm told.
Yeah.
Did some reconnaissance. Yeah. Any big plans for tomorrow? You sticking around in Vegas?
Yeah. Family's here. My lady, my kids are here. Mom, dad, brother, sister. Everybody's here, so probably get some dinner, and it's Vegas, so probably step out, right?
Okay, I like it.
When you step out, Saquon, I want to ask you about this very quickly, because, listen, everyone knows you are a consummate teammate. You were at Penn State, this is how you were known. With the Giants, you're known. Everyone loves Saquon. You're a great teammate. When you step out in Vegas with your boys, with your wolf pack, with your teammates, if you will, do you ever leave a man behind?
No. That's the problem. We're like 20 deep, and that means I'm like 20 people, brothers, sisters, friends from high school, college. I don't go into parties or I don't go into anything unless I get everybody in. It's a lot of finessing to get done.
That's the right way to do it. That's the right attitude, and that's why I think people love you, why you're considered such a good teammate.
There was an incident last night where we may have left Matthew behind.
This one's not. Listen, this is the anti-Saquon right here.
That's rule number one. You can't leave your brother behind.
It's selfish, wouldn't you say?
You know what? Now that I know the little backstory of it, I'm not going to sit here and say that.
I've said it already.
Let's say I wouldn't. That's not something that I would do.
That's right.
It's either we're all
man of character.
Man, yeah, you messed up, boss. I'm not gonna lie. You messed up.
If there was a teammate that you weren't gonna leave behind, who would you want to bring to Vegas out of your teammates? So we had Jalen Hyatt and he said he would bring you.
Oh yeah, Jalen's my guy. We was actually on the same flight. If I have a teammate, he's not here. Sterling Shepard. We always celebrate. I'm a little mad at him right now. I gotta call him. We always celebrate our birthdays together. And this is gonna be our first year in a couple years of not celebrating together. His birthday's on the 10th.
Okay.
Saquon, I'm curious. So last year, obviously, season didn't go the way the Giants had hoped, obviously, but there were definitely some real highlights. And I just gotta ask you, like, I don't think I've ever seen, like, the kind of Tommy Cutlets mania around DeVito. What was that like, you know, during that kind of month-long stretch?
It was super fun. I'm not going to lie. It was super fun. Obviously, we were winning games.
Yep.
But it was just fun to see. You had a kid that's from New Jersey living home with his mom and is the starting quarterback for the New York Football Giants.
Yeah.
That's like a book, a documentary, like all that in one. So it was fun to be a part of. And I just loved how poised he was the whole thing. A lot of respect for that. I talk like he's some 21-year-old rookie. He's 25. I'm turning 27. Right. But he handled himself so great. you could see the craze that happened, but every single day he was the same person. Every single day he was the same person. And he also got time to enjoy it, too. So I was happy. It was a great thing for the team. It got a spark, got us back in the playoff conversation. Obviously, it didn't go the way we would like, but and it showed, man. It showed. He's an undrafted kid, and he got some talent to him. He could ball.
Yeah. I thought the Monday night football game in particular against the Packers where, I mean, he effectively out-dueled Jordan Love, who almost took
down
the
Niners. He saved my butt.
I remember that.
Yeah, he saved my butt, I tell you that. I had one of the craziest plays ever happened.
That was bizarre, right?
Yeah, it was bizarre. But, hey, you know, it's a team game. And we had a two-minute drive, and he put it on the dot, and you know, we went down and kicked the game one field goal.
Yep, got it done.
Do you hear that, Jay? It's a team game.
Yeah, it is a team game. Yeah. Yes, and Tommy DeVito didn't leave Saquon Barkley behind.
It's going to be a rough, long week for you.
Yeah,
well, it's not a great start.
Well, it was 24 hours left. So we are a fantasy football show, Saquon. Obviously, you know, your production lends itself extremely well to fantasy football. You're a superstar in that space. People come
you
up to you.
You guys break down the fantasies. I don't like the points.
It's very simple. You draft NFL players, and how well those NFL players do statistically for the Giants in the NFL is how well they do for your fantasy team. So if I have Saquon Barkley and you go, I don't know, 100 yards and two touchdowns, you get 6 points for a touchdown. Mm-hmm. There's 12 points. You score two touchdowns, and you get 1 point every 10 yards. So that would be 22 points, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But without getting into nerding out on the scoring, in essence, how well you do statistically is how well our fantasy teams do.
Yeah.
So somebody like yourself who runs for a lot of yards, who catches a lot of balls, who scores a lot of touchdowns, obviously, you're a very high draft pick and have been since you came into the league. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, a lot of times rookies come in the league and we're like, oh, let's see what happens here. But everyone knew coming out of Penn State you were going to be productive from moment one, and You've been a first round pick in fantasy every year of your career, and you'll be next year as well.
Yeah, thank you. I do know that there's a lot of passion behind fantasy football, whether it's good or bad when it comes to fans. But I think it's fun. I think it's a fun, unique way to get fans involved. It's not like you're just following a team, right?
So if you
draft me, you draft such and such. It's like it's a reason for you to lock in on that Thursday night or that Sunday or Monday night, and get a chance to root for, and you want to beat your fellow partners in your league, right? It's like a league in your tournament. So I like it. I think it's fun. You know, I think some fans actually think we have a lot of control over that. It's the NFL. Some of the messages and mentions you get, like I said, I think it's creative, and I love it.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate that. Listen, I'll say that I think there's probably 10% of Giants fans that are like, they cross the line and like, what are you doing?
Mm.
And there's 10% of fantasy players that are morons and reach out to players and say stuff that they shouldn't have.
Yeah.
And so I apologize for all those jerks. But I think for the most part, here's what I would bet. Anyone that comes up to you in person and mentions fantasy football is filled with love for you.
Yeah.
That would be my guess.
Yeah,
it's all just online.
Yeah, that's how I look at it. I look at everything like that because you know I'm very active on social media. You see everything.
Yeah.
But there's so much more love than negativity. And why would I focus on the negative stuff when there's so much love and positive stuff? So, but even like the negative stuff, I think it's funny. It's real funny, but it's fun. You can see it. Like you can see some of these fans are like really passionate about it, and it's a unique way to get them involved in the game. So I'm all for that.
Well, yeah, they're insanely passionate about it. It's why I have a career, and candidly, and the other thing is to your point, right? Like, so I'm a diehard Washington Commanders fan, by the way, and. By the way, screw you for constantly beating us up. I desperately wish you were out of the division. But my point is that even as a Commanders fan, I'm a Saquon Barkley fan because I've had you on my fantasy teams for years. And so what it does is obviously Giants fans are always going to root for you, but you'll have guys that root for the Cowboys or the Eagles or any team in the NFL, but they're still Saquon Barkley fans because they've drafted you to their team, they're buying your jersey, they're watching you on Sunday, rooting for you to have productive games. So. You know, I think it expands the fan base of all the players as well.
For sure, yeah, definitely. Like I said, all for that.
Yep. So, Saquon, excited to learn about your partnership with Silk Brand. I'm a newly vegetarian. There's been some mishaps in Las Vegas, to be fair. But newly vegetarian, can you tell us about your partnership with Silk Brand?
Yeah, it's all about, you know, putting the right things in your body. As an athlete, you try your best to stay fit and strong year-round. And when you think of football players, you think of lots of meat, heavy carbs. But it's about putting the right things, the right nutrients in your body, and also being delicious. And that's where it started, with the Silk Field Plenty Good Challenge, starting day off with a smoothie, the tofu touchdown. And you can, I participated in it, and I could feel an actual difference in my body. And I love that. I love, like, that was a challenge. It was a way people can compete, challenge themselves to improve, and also put the right things in your body that tastes great. So I'm just happy to be part of with Silk, and, yeah, it's been fun.
Cool.
Saquon, last question for you before we let you go, and congratulations on that, and good luck with that next season. Is there somebody on the Giants, like, we know the stars, right? We know the quarterbacks. We know you. We know Sterling. Is there somebody on the Giants that hasn't gotten a lot of publicity, but that you've seen in practice that we should be on, that should be on our radar for next year, that you think is kind of a star in the waiting?
I think Jalen's poised for a big year.
Yeah?
A really big year. He's super fast. He can run routes. He can take the top of the defense. And, you know, what Calf and Dave like to do, you know, I think he's poised for a really big year. And that's my opinion. Obviously, you know, I think he played great last year. Probably wanted to do a lot more. He's a really passionate kid, hard worker too. But yeah, I think he's poised for a really big year.
Yeah, we talked to him yesterday, and he said he talked about the fact that, you know, he'd always played slot at Tennessee, and then he comes to the Giants, and just because of the personnel you guys had, he had to play a lot more outside. But he thinks that he's going to get to play a lot more slot this year, which would be great for him. And obviously then just having more comfort on the outside after a year should certainly help him as well, because we know the talent as well. Mm-hmm. Listen, Saquon, congratulations on all your success so far in the NFL, in fantasy, in business. Continued success for you next year, my friend. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much. You gotta get him a drink or something. You gotta make up for it.
I mean, you know, from Saquon's lips, I'm just saying.
Great stuff from Saquon Barkley. Appreciate him stopping by the desk of the Fantasy Football Happy Hour. We are taking our first break. When we're back, Quentin Johnston joins the show. Stick around. Coming up right after this.
Oh my God.
And the AP Comeback Player of the Year, presented by PG, is Joe Flacco.
Oh my God.
Yes. Oh my God. Hey, Coach Flacco. You've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. Oh my God.
That sound you heard off the top was Jay's reaction to Joe Flacco winning Comeback Player of the Year. A bit of a stunner, huh, Jay?
Yeah, it wasn't a great evening, Connor, for me, but I was glad to have you alongside me as we commiserated afterwards. Yeah, congratulations to Joe Flacco, I guess.
Now you get more.
So you didn't have Joe Flacco on?
No, I voted for the guy who died and came back to life to win Comeback Player of the Year.
So you had a lot of money on that.
Yeah, I did. It wasn't ideal. And you know why I know it wasn't? It was a strange outcome. Joe Flacco said himself that it would be ridiculous if he won and that DeMar Hamlin should have won. So that's how the cookie crumbles sometimes.
Yeah, one guy beat death, one guy just got off his couch and threw a couple touchdown passes. But whatever. Yeah. Whatever, voters, what are you going to do? Those are some of your winners there right now. And you know what? We're joined on the Fantasy Football Happy Hour desk with a winner himself.
And Quentin Johnston. Quentin Johnston gets to join us and listen to Jay kind of drown in his sorrows. What a way to start the day there, Quentin. Man, it's good to have you, and I just got to ask you right off the top, because you know what the big news has been. Jim Harbaugh, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, how are we feeling about that?
Very excited.
Yeah.
So I actually talked to him a day or two after that, and the first thing I brought up, or we kind of, you know, brought up together, was that TCU versus Michigan game.
Of course.
I bet. Sure.
He knows a thing or two about what you could do.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, now, you know, that was a great conversation with him. But, you know, after that, it was kind of just going in, you know, like the hopes for the future, kind of just, you know, starting to, you know, slowly map some stuff out. But yeah, I'm very excited to have him.
Okay. No, that's awesome. Quentin, you're one of the four wide receivers taken in the first round. Like, how do you look back on your rookie year, and what are you looking to improve in the offseason?
Looking towards, you know, the future, I'm looking on improving a lot. I feel like this past year was a big, you know, a learning experience for me. I had a lot of ups, had a lot of downs, but I'm kind of just using that, kind of looking back on my last season and using that as fuel and just taking everything I did wrong or, you know, could have did better and tweak it and going into the next season.
It was a tough year for the Chargers as well. You're saying, hey, I had some ups and downs. But you know what? In fairness, by the way, it was a tough year all around for the Chargers. One of the reasons why they made the coaching switch that they did. I'm just curious, though. One of the positives of going to the Chargers last year is you got to be around Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, two of the best in the league to do it. Just curious, what's some of the things you learned by being able to be their teammates, talk to them, and watch them in practice every day?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I want to start out by saying those are some amazing guys right there. You know, I'm very blessed and very thankful to be on the team. You know, behind those guys. You know, starting off. But yeah, I feel like the main thing I learned with those two guys was actually how to be a pro. We make it to the pro level. That doesn't just necessarily mean you're a pro. You got to learn how to be a pro, and that's you know, nutrition, what you do, you know, off the field, kind of time management, so that you'll be ready and have your full focus coming on the practice field and onto the game field.
So how do you get to spend your time now, Quentin? Because the last time I talked to you, we were sitting at the NFL Combine where you're training around a 40. Yeah. You know, you're going through this process where everything is so fixed that you barely get to train for football until all that's over, and you want to celebrate actually being drafted into the NFL. Yeah. So how does this offseason get to be different with that much more time on your plate that's more dedicated to football?
Yeah, and it's just that a lot of time, this is my first time having this much time and being able to do you know, a lot of stuff. So the first thing I did was go back home, Temple, Texas, you know, to go see my family, you know, kind of just, you know, hang out with them for a while. Took a few weeks off, you know, kind of just let the body rest. But now I'm starting to transition back into that, you know, training phase right now. So, but, you know, overall it's been fun.
How do you feel your chemistry with Justin Herbert developed over the season? Herbert's obviously an excellent quarterback, a unique quarterback, where so much of what he does is outside of structure. Was that kind of a learning curve, adapting to playing with Justin?
Oh, yeah, you know, 100%. I feel like as the season went on, it got better and better and better. And then, you know, we're going to, you know, continue to link up this offseason, you know, going to the next season, you know, continuing that quarterback and receiver relationship.
Quentin, you obviously, being in your division, you faced the Chiefs twice this past year, and now they're here in the Super Bowl. So a couple things. Number one is, how do you think this – what's the toughest part about facing the Chiefs' defense, and how do you think Sunday turns out?
Yeah, for sure. Just their overall, you know, physicality, and just their ability to be so consistent with it throughout the season that, you know, it's got them to this point. And you said how the game's going to turn out is going to be a, you know, a hard-fought game. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if the score wasn't that high from, you know, any team, because, like I said, they're two great teams, and, you know, I'm very very excited to watch it.
When you were coming into the league, we knew you could win down the field with your size, but we knew also you could do something with the ball in your hands after the catch on the short area stuff. I know you only talked to Harbaugh briefly, you just got in the door, but is there a role that you see for yourself going into next year that maybe is different, or maybe something you're looking forward to?
Not necessarily that's different, but kind of just stepping out more than I did. Like I said, last year was more of a learning experience, you know, for me. Now I'm starting to get a little bit more comfortable with the guys in the room, you know, Justin, you know, being under Keenan Allen, Mike Williams and stuff like that. This year I'm just looking on, you know, expanding myself, kind of doing some of the same stuff I was doing in college and applying it to the NFL, like yards after catch, deep balls and stuff like that. So I'm very excited for that.
Is there any receiver in the NFL who you particularly like to model your game after, in particular?
A lot of bigger receivers, but I feel like now I'm kind of biased with Keenan Allen. He's definitely showed me a lot. It's one thing to you know, like, watch a guy on the outside looking in, but when you're with him day in and day out, it's hard not to just want to mirror not everything, but like different parts of you know, his game, and you know, add him in mind. So I would say him.
Quentin, we're in Vegas, you know, and you're a young guy, so I'm curious, if you had a hangover type night, if you're like, yo, me and my Wolfpack are going to go out, what's the teammate that you're bringing with you here to Vegas to go all night, and what's the teammate that you're leaving at home?
The teammate that I would bring with me, probably my guy Deion Hanley. That's been kind of my role dog. You know, we came in together and stuff like that, so I feel like we've been sticking together. You said a guy that I would leave home?
Yeah,
it might not be as fun.
Right. Oh, that's a hard one. Let me think. A guy that I would leave home. there's not too many guys on the team that are being home.
I'll give you one. I think Coach Harbaugh.
Okay.
I don't know if the khakis play in Vegas. You understand what I'm saying?
I didn't know we were going up to the coaches. I thought we were talking about players.
But a glass of milk
sure,
with dinner.
Yeah, exactly.
Wild move.
Yeah, right, sure.
Exactly. At 60 years old or whatever.
Yeah.
He's in the khakis at the $5 table. Yeah.
I like how Matthew's trying to bring back the terminology Wolfpack as well. He keeps saying Wolfpack. I like it.
Thank you. I'm working on it. I'm trying to bring it up. All my references are about 5 or 6 years old.
Quentin, who are you here with today? What cause or organization that got you with us?
So I'm just out here with my agents, and then I'm out here doing different things with people like Nike, and then I'm doing Pepsi, and then Carnival Cruise and stuff like that. So just out here having a good time with those guys. It's been
awesome.
Fun.
Cool. All right, everybody.
That's fantastic. Have you ever played fantasy football, Quentin? Or does it come up in your life at all?
It did not with me directly, but a lot of people like around me, so yeah, I hear it all the time. My brother who's with me, he's at the hotel right now from one of those nights with the Wolfpack, like you said.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's
sleeping in.
Yeah. But for sure, him and a lot of my friends all the time are telling me about the stuff. I'm like, I'm not even gonna get into it.
I mean, do they text you for advice? Yo, I'm taking Keenan. I'm taking you. Is Eckler gonna play this week?
Yeah,
you know?
I'm not saying anything, but yeah, they do all the time for sure.
Yeah, that's super smart. Look at you. You're a rookie, but you've got the wisdom of a veteran.
For sure.
All right, Quentin Johnson, man, we're excited to see what you do in year two. Big things ahead, especially with Harbaugh in town. Thanks for stopping by.
Appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Quentin.
All right, we're going to take our next break. When we're back, the guests continue. Rob Riggle will join us here on the Fantasy Football Happy Hour. Coming up right after this.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like.
Give it to you.
How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. That's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it?
Give it to you.
Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S.
Give up.
Order now at Acura.com.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, we are back here in Las Vegas. Yes, once again, day number 5. You know what? We're doing pretty good so far, fellas. I would say.
Yeah, speak for yourself.
What we've all done, what we've all managed to do is get here in time for the show. Which I would have
dressed.
The under took a beating. I'll leave it at that. I've done a bad job of trying to document all this. I've tried to throw out a few photos on Instagram and some videos, but we've got all these things. So that'll be like the next week. You're like, isn't the show over? But I'll still be rolling out some of the stuff. But have you been, I don't know if you do this, but I'm an active watcher of Jay's Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's usually like kids dancing on tables in the house.
It's unsupervised. It's a lot of Jay's kids being unsupervised and doing their thing. But I noticed something. First off, I just want to show you, this is a picture from yesterday. Steven, go ahead and show the picture from yesterday if you can. So this was great. This is Connor. This is me and you.
Yeah.
Jay Croucher and, of course, Emmett Smith.
Yes,
the greatest running back of all time.
I can see where this is going.
That's the picture we took. So it was a wonderful interview, the three of us.
That's a really nice picture.
It's really great. But if you went to Jay's Instagram, this is what was posted.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I actually did not see this.
Crop City, baby.
He said to me that he jokingly, he's like, should I post this? And I laughed. I didn't think he actually was going
to
crop us.
He cut you and I both out of it. It's just him and Emmett Smith as if he interviewed Emmett Smith by himself.
Or like they're friends, like old friends.
Yeah. Me and my boy Emmett.
Yep. Emmett came by. Emmett looks so comfortable that it's like they're just hanging out.
Yeah, it's like it's just outrageous. Like,
you want to know what else? What else?
Yeah, what else?
I've been doing that all week, baby. You haven't noticed. A lot of photos of me and my boy Matt Ryan. Just the two of us.
I noticed
me
that.
Me and Max. Yeah. Saquon.
I noticed you and Saquon.
You noticed us today?
What?
Well, I was having some coffee. You were talking to someone.
Yeah.
And Jay was in that chair 9 minutes before show. And I was like, wow, Jay really wants to get to the desk and get ready. He he clearly takes that seat for a reason. This is all orchestrated.
Very orchestrated.
It's never in the chair 9 minutes when we're back in Stanford.
And it's super weird because normally, like, I always, when I'm on Instagram, what I try to do is, like, I make sure I tag both of you guys
You're really good about it.
I tag you guys all the time and, like, make sure the picture includes, well, an accurate representation of what the interview was, right?
The show that we've done for two years.
The three of us have done together.
For 2 years.
Jay, much like, you know, leaving me alone in Vegas or leaving me off a text chain. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. It's great, Jay. Just cut us out of the picture.
It's every man for himself in Vegas, Matthew. That is what they say. And that applies to the crop game in photos as well.
Well, you know what? I wonder if that you doing that, cutting me and Connor out of all the photos, and I noticed it with Max Crosby and Saquon and
Puka.
Puka, like all the big stars, by the way. Yeah.
Interesting.
Like, you know, yeah, he does it there, but like, you know, some maybe the lesser named guys that we've had. Like, you know, I don't want to insult anyone, but yeah, we're all there.
So
you think that's karma, Jay, for why you lost your DeMar Hamlin? I want you to do me a favor right now. Text me right now how much money you lost last night when DeMar Hamlin was somehow crazily not named NFL Comeback Player of the Year. The man who beat death. Oh, good God. Oh, good God. Like, I thought it was a lot, but I didn't
know. Yeah, I didn't know that either. Yeah.
Which of your Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No wonder you didn't come to the party last night. I wouldn't either.
I
was going to ask you which one of your three children isn't going to college, but now I know it's all of them.
Yeah, all three of them. Yeah. No, they're all done.
Daycare is off the table.
Oh, God.
You know what? I take back everything I said. Like, crop away.
Yeah.
Crop away, Jay Croucher.
Crop city.
You might be pushing some products on the table soon.
Yeah. Like, no, I don't like Joe Flacco anymore.
All things considered, his reaction during the live stream,
I mean,
it's surprised he didn't faint and fall.
I am.
Yeah.
I believe if. I'll say this. Like, what you lost on DeMar Hamlin is like one of the higher paid employees at NBC Sports. I feel like.
Well, the good thing now is we get to chat to Rob Riggle.
Yeah,
he's really wearing a SWAT outfit.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yep, and the rumors were true. He's absolutely in a SWAT outfit.
Oh, boy. Here he comes.
That is.
We'll talk to him about Joe Flacco.
All right, guys. We're almost done out here from Radio Row, but if you missed a minute of it, don't sweat it. Every episode this week of Happy Hour will air during our Super Bowl Sunday marathon on Peacock. Lock in on the NBC Sports YouTube virtual channel from noon to 5 p.m. Eastern to catch up with us before the big game. And the big guests continue. And this man is dressed, I don't know really what for on the desk
I think he's dressed for anything.
Really, prepare for Vegas.
It could go down at any moment. It could go down at any moment.
Respect, I'm totally Rob Riggle.
Totally.
Dude, great to have you here.
By the way, I was just thoroughly impressed with your professionalism. As I walked up, running my mouth, you kept reading copy and shaking hands, eye contact. You did it all.
I couldn't ignore
you. And you didn't break sentence at all. No. The flow was natural.
Thank you.
Like, you are a pro.
Thank you.
He doesn't get his due, but he's actually good.
He is very good. It stands out because none of us the rest of us aren't, but he's actually a professional broadcaster.
It's good to have one in the group.
Yes. Yeah. 100%.
It's funny, Rob, because I'm 31. I've got three kids. Matthew's an older man, clearly. But Connor is really the mature one in the group. He actually stays. And last night we went out. We were commiserating about the NFL awards. We lost some bets last night. Connor stays a drink behind. He stays one drink behind. So he's still part of the party, but he's one drink behind, so he's better.
That's an old school move right there. You got an old soul.
It's discipline.
I'm a 60-year-old man.
You're an old gunfighter from the West.
That's kind of smarter than everybody in the saloon. That's kind of my goal in life, so I really appreciate that.
I try to stay two drinks ahead. I think it's a competition.
My thing is, life is short. I've been two drinks ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly right. Right? You know, listen, it's either going to sit there in the cup or it's going to my stomach.
Like, thank you.
Come on.
You made the right call.
I appreciate that because the fact of the matter is that, you know, as soon as you're done with the drink, then you get another one. I believe that's the goal.
Hey, you don't stop.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true. All right, Rob, you're a Chiefs fan.
I am a Chiefs fan.
How are you feeling about the game? You going to win?
Feeling really good about the game. Okay. And, yes, we're going to win.
Okay. No fear of Brock Purdy?
No. I mean, listen, I love – they have a great team. Obviously, there's a reason they're in the Super Bowl, and they've been dominant all year. But guess what? It's Kansas City Chiefs, baby.
Okay.
It's Patrick Mahomes.
That's right.
And they've been there. They know what they're doing. I love them. But you're asking the most biased guy in the world. I mean, I grew up in Kansas City. I went to my first game in 75. I've been with them my whole life. So this is a rare moment in my life when I didn't think we'd be doing this, and now we're doing it. So,
Rob, what is the secret to being a celebrity super fan? And here's what I'm asking. Because lots been made about, you know, your fandom. Paul Rudd, of course, is a very well-known.
Stone Street,
yep. Of course, Modern Family, yep. Legend, all this kind of stuff. So I'm a fan of the Washington Commanders. That's my team. That's the right reaction, right? Like, again, since I was 5 years old, and, you know, Joe Gibbs era, and it's stuck in me, and I can't get rid of it.
Right.
But what's great about being a fan of the Commanders, and there's not much there, but there aren't a lot of celebrities that are fans of the Commanders because we're such an awful franchise and we were owned by the worst guy in professional sports history for 20 years. So we got McConaughey.
Yeah.
We got Dale Jr.
Okay.
We got Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
And then there's not anyone really under, you know, PFT Commander maybe and like me. So I'm like hoping for like fifth or sixth banana on the list of like in terms of like celebrity, and I'm using the term very, very loosely, understand obviously, of team fan. So I'm trying to figure out what's the secret.
I think you've got some fans that are Commander fans.
Yep.
That are out there that I've heard of, that
okay.
I know that they're just no one's reaching out to them. No one's, I think the franchise has got a kind of maybe reach out to him a little bit and say, hey, I hear you're a fan. Why don't you have a jersey and come on out to the game? You'd be surprised how much they'll wear that jersey.
Yep.
Yeah, no, that's what they should do.
Yeah.
They're not going to do that with me. So I need to actively, hey, no, I promise I'm a celebrity. Hey, can I be, you know, on the field with, like, you know, the real celebrities, the McConaugheys of the world, the Dale Juniors, the Durants.
You know, Rob, one of the first moments when I met Matthew and I really understood that he's a sicko is that I asked him, we were just making chit-chat, and I was like, are you the most famous Commanders fan? And Matthew immediately replies, no, I'm fifth. And he then reels off immediately, one, two, three, four, as though there is a Google spreadsheet on his phone where he updates the power rankings of Commander fans every single night, and he knows he's fifth.
I think so. Rank is, that's pretty good. Yeah. That's pretty good that you
where
immediately.
Where do you think you rank? Number Chiefs
one.
Fans.
Number one?
Number
yeah.
one.
All right.
Number one. Yeah, screw Paul Rudd.
Number one. Paul Rudd's great. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, sexiest man alive.
You absolutely.
Know, he's a stud. And he's a big fan, no doubt. But who puts in the hours? That's all
there
I'm saying.
You go.
Stone Street.
He just sort of shows up.
Stone Street, Dave Koechner, Melissa Etheridge, Dr. Phil, Heidi Gardner, Saturday Night Live. I mean,
okay.
We're all Jason Sudeikis. We're all there. We're all.
See, that's a much better group of celebrities, by the way. That's like top to bottom. That's all awesome.
I mean, Kevin Durant's fantastic.
Quality. They have depth. Rob, I don't know if you know this.
No.
You're actually on the radar of some offshore books. As a Chiefs fan, because you could be a sneaky underdog to be the first Chiefs fan shown. Paul Rudd is the favorite. Sorry to tell you that. Plus 300.
But oh, you know what?
You're some value with you at plus
700. Wait, hang on for a second. Is Brad Pitt?
So if I say,
if
I say anything to the... Oh, Brad Pitt, Chiefs fan.
Okay.
Oh,
like
he's
one.
From Missouri. He's from
all
Missouri.
Right,
he's
enough.
A Missouri
good
guy.
Play. Good play.
But I haven't seen him at Arrowhead very often. So, but he is a Chiefs fan.
Right.
But I don't blame him. He's Brad Pitt. He doesn't have time for this.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, guys. Don't bet me on first shown. That's just smart money. Don't bet me because I'm scrambling for my tickets. So I'm not in the suite.
That could be problematic.
I'm going to be out there among the people.
Right.
And the camera's not going to find me.
I think that makes it better, though, if they do.
That's the long of the shot. That's a 40 to 1 kind of deal.
Yeah, plus 700 wasn't really good offshore odds. They got to adjust that.
No.
40 to 1 would make a lot more sense.
But you know what's curious is seeing that list of Chiefs fans. Taylor Swift is not listed there. I am sure that you guys all embrace the fact that Taylor has brought so much positive energy to the Chiefs community. But is she considered a full-fledged Chiefs fan? Is she allowed to join the bandwagon here halfway through?
Look, she's part of the Chiefs kingdom now.
Yep.
She's welcome. We love her. So, yeah, I guess she is part of the family now.
Then feels like she should be the betting favorite.
Absolutely. Smart money. But you're getting even odds on that almost.
Exactly.
You know?
Right, exactly.
She's awesome. She really has brought a lot of fresh eyeballs to the NFL. It's been fantastic.
I have twin daughters that are 12 years old, and they are both crazy Chiefs fans and have been literally since it was public that she's dating Travis Kelce. Like, they're both really girly girls. They don't care about my job at all.
Yeah.
But now they're like, Travis Kelce. I'm like, oh, you know, Jason Kelce. Is, you think Jason Kelce? Like, you know Jason Kelce? Yes. Yeah, he's Travis. You know, and they're like, and Mahomes.
Yeah.
They're like, why did that guy drop that pass? MVS? Yes, yeah, number 11. I'm like they're like all, they've gotten into it. Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, well, it's true. And that's, it's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
No, it is. Yeah. Hey, so you're dressed up in all this ridiculous gear here for a reason, Rob. It could all go down.
Tactical. But custom.
Some yeah. people say ridiculous. It's tactical gear. Thank you very much,
my friend.
No, it's I'm an ambassador for PXG.
Yeah, talk to us about that.
Greatest clubs ever created. They just came out with new clubs, Black Ops. That's why, hence the Black
Ops. Sure, yeah.
I am a fan also. Bob Parsons is a former Marine. I'm a former Marine. And I love what he does for the veteran community, first responders. But these new clubs, they're fantastic. They're brand new woods and hybrids, and they absolutely work. I just played in a charity event in Hawaii and was smoking it. So, and I'm not that good. So I was feeling pretty confident, and I want to say it's the clubs, not me.
Fair enough.
Anyway, they're out now, and they're very affordable, which is unusual. You know, PXG is a high-end club, but they've really found ways to make the clubs much more attainable. So it's a good thing.
Well, listen, my golf game can use all the help it can get, so I will definitely check them out. Last question for me here, Rob. Like, you for as long as I've, you know, you've been in the public eye, you're not only a hilarious comedian, but you're also very well-known for your sports fandom, obviously the Chiefs, but for years you were doing picks on NFL, everything like that. Have you ever played fantasy football? Are you into that at all?
It got so bad, I was in too many leagues.
Okay.
Have you had that season?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
So I was in three or four leagues. I was drafting just to keep the same players so I could keep track of it, because it was getting to be a hot mess. So I've had to take it down now to two leagues. I'm in two leagues, and I love them both. One is the Hollywood Phonies, which is like...
Name drop for us. Who's in that league?
Jerry O'Connell, Ron Livingston, Paul Scheer, Matt Walsh, Matt Besser. Just a bunch of really fun...
Really funny guys.
Really good guys.
And Jerry O'Connell.
He won it this year. And, yeah, I know. He's never won. He's never even come close. He's always the one paying the fine for coming in last. He won it this year, and we haven't stopped hearing about it.
That's insane to me because, like, I know all those guys, you know, like, just for doing what I do, I've known a lot of, like, you know, celebrities that play fantasy football, and I've talked to Jerry about this. I've interviewed him. Mm-hmm. And Jerry comes in year after year. He's like, all I'm doing is drafting Giants and Cowboys. Like, he always has the dumbest, weirdest theories, and, like, I'll make fun of him for like, and, like,
it finally worked.
I guess it finally worked, right? But
well, I think we had one guy in our league, Adam Polly, who's a hilarious actor.
Yeah, he's great.
He really lobbied hard for a two-quarterback system, a two-quarterback roster, which none of us understood, but we did it, and now we're all addicted to it.
That's,
love it.
That's the way to play, yeah.
And, of course, it frustrated Jerry to no end. But the half the fun of the fantasy is just the trash-talking and the debating over things that really don't need to be debated, but it's just hilarious to give each other a hard time.
What's your team name in that league? Can we say it on air?
It's Duck Butter.
Okay, Duck Butter?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave that to the imagination.
I'm going to leave that to the imagination.
Yeah.
If you know, you know.
Yeah.
No better way to end on that.
Thank you to PXG for making Rob Riggle available to us.
Yes.
Rob, good luck to your Chiefs. Oh, Connor and I are both picking the Chiefs.
Yeah, I like the
Jay took the Niners, but it's worth noting, he also thought DeMar Hamlin was going to win Comeback Player of the Year. Yes. So Jay's running a bit cold.
Yeah, bad juju right now.
It's tough saying for me, Rob.
Where's your accent from?
I'm Australian.
Australian, yeah. Okay. Well, that... You know, I understand. You're not up to speed quite yet.
Australians, we don't get it yet.
We like Brock Purdy.
Yeah, we like the Purdy fellow. Yeah, the 6'1 guy.
Ah, the Purdy.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah, he went to high school with the Hemsworths.
Yeah. Oh,
same one.
Yeah. Yeah, I did a movie with Chris. He's an amazing guy.
Yeah.
He's very sweet.
Yeah, no, he's a good friend of mine.
Yeah. We wish we had him on the show instead of Jay, but what are you going to do?
That's awesome.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Rob, thanks so much for joining us, man. Good luck to your Chiefs. Me and Matthew are rooting for him.
Yeah, go Chiefs.
Taking a break. CJ2K when we're back.
That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Biosonic sound experience. And that's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it?
Let's go. Give it to you.
Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S.
Give up.
Order now at Acura.com.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, welcome back. The great guests continue as not only NFL legend, but of course, fantasy football legend Chris Johnson joins us now. I mean, Chris, we know all about the legendary 2009 season, over 2,500 scrimmage yards, an NFL record. What made that season so special? I mean, we go through fantasy every single year, but that one, it's just, it's in history forever.
Ah, man, that season, it was just crazy. Like, and that season is really let me know how big fantasy football was. Because, like, like, a lot of people used to see me and stuff, and, like, the first thing they would say is, oh, you won my fantasy league. You won my fantasy league. I'm like, what? That's all y'all care about? Like, yeah, so it's big in fantasy.
Yep.
We're a bunch of degenerates. Yes, that is sadly all we care about as well. But you carried many of – in addition to carrying the Titans, you carried many a fantasy team for many a year. Mm. I want to ask you a story. I don't know if you remember this, if this is any true or whatever. Mm. But – there was a game, I believe, in that year against the Jaguars. It was I think it was a Monday night game.
Uh-huh.
And you guys, I think I have it the right that it definitely was a Monday night game, and I think you guys were playing the Jaguars, but you guys were killing them. So Adam Schefter told me this story, and this is in my book. Adam Schefter told me this story that he was there for ESPN, and he said to you before the game something like, hey, man, I got you in my fantasy team. Like, I'm down. I need a big game from you tonight. And you were like, I got you. So, okay. So, and he says he told you whatever he needed. And so, anyway, you guys are killing the Jaguars.
Yeah.
There's, like, 2 minutes left in the game. It's like, I want to say it's like 24-10 or something like that. Why on earth would Chris Johnson still be out there? But they came out for the offense. And Adam says, like, maybe at halftime, like, he demmed you, like, hey, we're almost there or something like that. And so you come out with 2 minutes left, and you break off, like, a 60-yard touchdown in the game. Do you remember that game, and is any of that true? Adam believes that somehow you were like, okay, I got you. I'm going to go do this for my fantasy managers, including you, Adam.
Yeah, I remember that game. The part before the game is for – yeah, I remember that. He probably DM'd me, but I didn't check it at halftime. But the story behind that was actually, so that year, we had been struggling a little bit in the running game or whatever like that. So that game, real time, like, you wouldn't want me in that game or anything like that, but we was trying to work on our game and work on our running game and stuff like that. So we was just getting reps in, and I was still in late, and I ended up breaking a long one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You really did.
Chris, you opened a fantasy league up to fans this year. How good was your team? How'd you go?
So I had three different leagues that I was in. I ended up winning one of them, and I lost the other two.
Okay, yeah, well, that's good. That's a pretty good
hit rate. That's a good hit rate.
Yeah, yeah.
That is a good hit rate. That's better than either of these two guys.
Yeah, I mean, but
would you like to co-host the show with me instead of either one
man,
of these guys?
Let's do it, man.
All right.
Let's do it.
Good.
Tough luck for us. Yeah,
very good. Okay, Matthew.
Yeah, sorry, Jay. Okay. You had a good run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was good. That was
a good 2 years.
That was a good 2 years. Yeah, back to Australia for Jay.
Yeah.
Chris, we're seeing so many guys coming to the league with great track and field backgrounds. Obviously something that you had. Even this year, I mean, you look at Devon Achane for the Dolphins, was one of those guys in Dallas. What advantage does that have, and why is that working so well right now, especially in this era of football where the field just seems so much more spread out?
Yeah, it's definitely a plus. Like, if you're playing football, if you youth football, high school football, like, and you're not running track, you got to be crazy, because what you seeing where today's game is going is like you said, so much open field, and they passing the ball all around the field and things like that. And the number one goal is to create mismatches. So me versus like a 200-pound running back versus a 250-pound linebacker, that should be a mismatch all day. Know what I'm saying? So, like, if you're running track and you a fast guy, like, once you touch the ball and you get in open space, you should be able to take that to the house.
It feels like in this era, you actually might have been able to go for 3,000.
Oh, not even kidding. Yeah,
I mean, there's only two linebackers on the field in base defense all the time. Yeah. It's just totally different than what you saw. Not that long ago, but it just changed so quickly.
Yeah, it would have been crazy because even with that, you going to like you going to defenses, like you don't see three linebackers. You see two linebackers, our extra safety, our extra corner. So, like, yeah, in this type of game with that much space, if you would have gave me, it would have been crazy.
Unfortunately, that didn't happen. But we, even in a tougher era, you still put up massive yards. I want to go back to your fantasy league that you were in, the league that you won. Do you remember who was on your team? And did you ever have to do what Schefter did to you? Go up to one of these guys on your team and be like, listen, I need you. I need some fantasy points.
I didn't do that, but one of the guys that was on my team that helped me out like towards the end in the playoff was Derrick Henry.
Sure.
He had that big game towards the end.
Yep.
Who else did I have?
Against the Texans, I like that. Titans running back, keeping him in the family.
I had HN as well. And I had Jahmyr Gibbs.
Oh, sure.
Jahmyr Gibbs. So yeah. I was in able to get all three of those on one team. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So both my running backs and my flex guy.
Yes.
So, yeah, it was crazy.
Nice. Well, we got a couple of star running backs in the Super Bowl. Everyone knows how good Christian McCaffrey is. But what do you think makes Isaiah Pacheco so unique? And why does he move his arm so much when he runs?
What made him so unique, he's able to run the ball and catch the ball out of the backfield. Know what I'm saying? Like, you got Patrick Mahomes back there. They love to throw the ball all over the field. So at the end of the day, like, everybody's focusing on Patrick, on Kelsey and those guys. And then to have a bruiser like him to be able to come through and run the ball like that, it's amazing for the offense. As much as they want to throw the ball all over the field, you know you're still going to have some type of running game. So that makes it great. But when you talk about Christian McCaffrey, like, hands down right now, he's the best running back in the league. And it's no other back that's in the league right now that's doing what he's doing, like as far as in the running game and in the passing game and able to stay on the field all three downs. Like right now, he took the crown right now.
Chris, you brought up Derrick Henry. You guys obviously share being legendary Titans at the running back position. Mm-hmm. Is there anywhere you'd like to see him finish his career or even if it is in Tennessee?
If he was to leave Tennessee, I would love for him to stay in Tennessee, but we know that's probably not going to happen. I think they're in rebuild mode right now.
Yeah.
But I would love to see Derrick with Lamar Jackson at the Ravens. No. I would love to see that.
Yeah,
we would too.
Either there or I wouldn't be opposed to him going to Dallas.
Yeah, those are the two places I think that would be amazing.
Because a lot of people thought that Tony Pollard was going to be able to come in and take over that every down role and be that guy. But it's just hard. Like, once you get in it, you don't really know if a back can do it until they do it. So, like, when Zeke was there, he helped them out a lot. But when Zeke left, I feel like that hurt him so much. So bringing Derrick Henry in, I think it will take the Cowboys' offense to a different level.
I completely agree. Chris, is there a running back in the NFL? Like, you know the position as well as anyone. We know the superstars. We know the Derrick Henrys. We know the Chris McCaffreys. Is there an under-the-radar running back that you noticed this year that, you know, us fantasy managers, including yourself, should be on the lookout for next season?
I don't think he's on the radar anymore. I got to go with HN. Like, coming in, everybody knew he was a fast guy, but, wasn't nobody picking him, like, in the top three rounds or anything like that. He was a late-round pick. And I just think the type of offense that they're running over there in Miami, they using both of those guys back there, and they just throwing it all over the field, and they run the ball a lot as well. I think he's a guy that you can pick in the earlier rounds next year.
Okay. Chris, can you tell us about your partnership with Airbnb, who you're here today courtesy of?
Oh, well, I got a not really a partnership, but I have a few Airbnbs down in Orlando by Disney World.
Sure.
So a lot of people come down there and stay – week, 2 weeks at a time and stuff like that. So, ever in Orlando, like, you can check out my Airbnbs.
Is there a lot of CJ2K memorabilia in these Airbnbs? Do we get to see
some? Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, like if you actually check, it's on my Instagram. You check out the Airbnbs, like, it's decked out, customized
out.
That's
awesome.
One of the houses is like a sports house. Like, I got like real, like, player, like, signature helmets, signature jerseys, like, real authentic stuff in there, like, for people to see and stay in it and see when they go in there.
That's awesome.
That sounds pretty sick.
Yeah.
The great Chris Johnson, CJ2K. So glad to have you join us, man. Talk fantasy, talk NFL. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL, and for Super Bowl 58, new customers can bet $5 and win $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the app and use the promo code Barry when you sign up. DraftKings Sportsbook.
The crown is yours.
Oh, man, it just keeps getting better and better. All right, let's take a look at the DraftKings Super Bowl props sheet. Yes, everything from the Gatorade color to first team to 10 points, the coin toss result.
Yep.
Jay, I know you you are in love with these markets. What are you leaning with here?
I'm going with the team to score the longest touchdown market. And screw you guys, I'm taking the San Francisco 49ers. You got damn right. I think that with the amount that the Chiefs blitz, Purdy was the best quarterback in the NFL against the blitz this season. I think also in terms of their run defense, there's scope for McCaffrey to break a long run. So I think that the Niners, their weakness as a team is run defense more than anything. And if the Chiefs break a long touchdown, it may be on the ground with Pacheco. But I lean Niners here, so give me the Niners.
No, you, Matthew.
Fair enough. So this one I don't understand, but player to throw the first interception, Mahomes or Purdy slash none? Feels like, you know, that give me Purdy slash none. You know what I mean? Like, I think the odds of, the odds of Purdy throwing a pick, I think, are much greater than Mahomes. Like, not only has Purdy thrown a decent amount of picks, but he's also had a number of throws in the playoffs that should have been picked off. Mahomes just doesn't make those kind of mistakes in big games here. So I feel actually very good about that one. I think Purdy throws the first interception.
The unique thing about Mahomes, so everyone talks about how Mahomes goes to another level in the playoffs. The main way that that bears out statistically is he just doesn't turn the ball over playoffs. And that's the weird thing, like between interceptions, between like PFF's turnover-worthy plays, like he just goes down. So it just, there seems to be something in his mind that clicks, and any kind of careless element that might exist to some extent in the regular season just goes away. So yeah, I think that's a good bet.
I'm going under 5.5 touchdowns here, guys. We've seen through the playoffs, the Niners have gotten off to slow starts. The Chiefs didn't do anything in the second half last year. This isn't the run-and-gun Chiefs offense. They are completely content with a lead or even in a normal game script handing the ball off. I don't think that we'll get to 6 touchdowns in this game. Five is a lot. I mean, for a Super Bowl, 2 teams feeling each other out. Listen, we got a couple minutes left here. It is our last show in Vegas.
Yeah.
What was your highlight of our very long week in Las Vegas?
What was the highlight? Honestly, probably going to U2 at the Sphere with you guys. Like, I gave you guys and the crew behind the scenes a lot of grief yesterday just for, you know, for laughs, you know. You guys let me in. But the truth of the matter is the whole night was amazing, and I really enjoyed all of it, including giving you guys crap and, you know, the walk back with Damian and Jeff and JK, James Kaminsky. So it was all, anyway, that was just a really special night. But both from the experience of the Sphere and U2, and also just getting to hang out with everyone here.
Yeah,
NFL awards for you?
Yeah, the highlight's going to be getting in the Uber to the airport after what Hamlin did last night. No, my highlight as well was the Sphere. I thought it's just an awesome venue. U2 as well, they delivered the goods. We talk about the venue all the time. Like, it was also a very good performance from U2.
Yeah,
Bono's voice is still cooking, so that was the highlight for me.
I completely agree. If you've been watching with us all week, there's plenty more. While we've been off the air, we've been having a ton of great guests swing by. Go to the NFL on NBC YouTube channel. I didn't even know we had this beautiful graphic. This will help us a lot. The interviews this week that we had, Aiden O'Connell and Jacoby Myers stopped by together. Of course, legendary Rich Gannon, Matt Ryan, plenty of fantasy-relevant players, all the way from DJ Moore to Dalton Kincaid.
It was great. Nakua.
Puka Nakua was a blast. I know you guys had a great conversation with Baker Mayfield. It's going to be interesting to see what his free agency, what happens with that.
Tony Pollard, Austin Eckler, bunch of guys. Max Crosby was awesome.
Yeah
Max
very
was
driven
awesome.
A very driven man, Max Crosby.
Yeah, Rome Odunze will be a maybe top 5 pick now in the NFL draft, so it's great getting an early conversation with Rome. So if you want to watch any of these,
I loved our conversation with Kendrick Bourne. I didn't know what to expect. I never
he
met
seemed
him or
like
heard
a
him.
Lot of fun.
He was awesome. He was, you know, really charismatic. Really, yeah. Became a fan of him after that interview.
Also, Don Kincaid tells a story about how he got beaten up by a kangaroo when he was a kid.
Which
was ridiculous, but that happened, and he talked about it.
The fact that he heard your accent and just went right into that story really makes it that good.
Yeah. This is the last show of the season. We'll do one more, I think, on Monday. Right, a recap that'll be audio only. But in terms of you know, seeing our beautiful mugs, I think this is the last one until the NFL Combine. We'll be back. So it's been awesome. Thank you to everyone that's tuned in and stayed with us throughout the year. For Jay and Connor, producer Damian, producer Steven, producer Adam, producer Pete, everyone behind the scenes, Lawrence Jackson, Denny Carter, Roto Pat, all of everyone. So it's just been great.
It's been awesome.
Our director Trisha, whole thing. Anyway, it's closing time. Again, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. So for the boys, I'm Matthew Berry, live from Vegas. Go Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Peace out.
That? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like.
X-Go, give it to you.
How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. And that's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it?
X-Go, give it to you.
Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S.
Give up.
Order now at Acura.com.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.